This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship stations in Tampa, Florida, from the Moss Family Automotive Studio I'm in to great radio stations across the country, as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite as we stream live online right now. Now, special thanks goes out to our military men and women, also to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and let's not forget about everybody helping out in the coronavirus effort, too. Thank you for keeping America free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, along with those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all the roughnecks that work on those oil rigs out there around the country, as well as around the world, thank you very much for keeping America rolling along. And you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page and just click the like button over there. That's all you got to do. And then jump on into the chat room and you can converse with us just like a whole bunch of people are, including, LJ helping Michigan, and we've got Al in Nebraska, and Steve in Thailand, and Cousin Vinny's in there from Tennessee, and Major Mac from Germany, and I know I'm missing somebody. Oh, there we go, Gene in Costa Rica, and more coming as we speak, coming into the chat room. So let's go to the telephone line, and let's bring in Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, and we're going to say the pledge. Are you ready, Kyle?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the president took a little trip out to Arizona yesterday, and he was in a church where he gave a speech. The church was packed. He couldn't put anybody else in there. He also went down on the border, took a look at the border wall, and he made one other stop while he was there out in that area. And I will tell you that he certainly had the crowd there yesterday. They can't say that there wasn't a crowd yesterday because they were jam-packed.
Well, they certainly were, Captain, and this took place, I believe it's called the Dream City Church. It's a large church there in Phoenix, a mega church, as it were. And yes, he had a pretty good crowd of several thousand people, basically, that were there. He did talk about a great many things and was able, I think, to once again, you know, go down the list of the things that this president has been able to accomplish in the last 3 years. Which have gone to, deregulate a lot of things for business, making it easier, and all these different things that he's really taken on. And, you know, as I was listening to him earlier, Captain, I was able to hear part of that rally. It spoke to me that, again, in any debate with Joe Biden, any campaign commercial, these kinds of things are just going to be irrefutable. I think he's got a great place to start from, as we now are going to see Americans begin to be a lot more interested in this campaign as the next several weeks go by.
Yeah, and the other thing is where is Joe Biden? Is he still in his basement?
I think he's still in the basement bunker. But you know, what's interesting, Captain, is that I think the Democrat elite, the party elite, the handlers, the campaign staff, whatever you want to call them, I think they are, you know, pleased as punch that Joe is in the basement, because he's gaffe prone, but at least he's not out on the trail and saying things and maybe getting into situations where he'd be speaking more extemporaneously. I truly think that they feel that they can control him better. And of course they're writing this whole thing of, is there chaos in the land? Is there unrest? This kind of thing. If this was a typical political campaign, Joe Biden would be hurting pretty bad about this point.
I got another question for you. Where's Hunter?
Where's
Hunter?
Yeah, where is Hunter? We see again. Now, and I will say this. If the situation were reversed, and we were talking about Donald Trump Jr., for example, getting some kind of sweetheart deal because his dad was vice president or had some other kind of political connections and had the kind of success, shall we say, that Hunter Biden has had, the investigation by the media would be unending. It would be completely framed as something bad. But with Hunter Biden, it's like they have to literally, you know, work hard to just look the other way if they possibly can. And if anybody mentions that, well, you know, you're some kind of sour grapes, or you're some kind of a conspiracy theorist or a hater, basically.
Now, yesterday in Florida, we had several counties step in, as well as some more cities, and go with the mandatory mask rules. Right now, south of Tampa Bay, south of Pinellas County, so far, Minnesota, or, you know, Minnesota, listen to me, Manatee and Sarasota counties do not require masks. They're not mandatory. They're only suggested. Same with Charlotte County. But Pinellas County went to mandatory masks for everything. Hillsborough County did, including the city of Tampa that started it all, city of St. Pete, too, in Pinellas County. And then Pasco County, which is a county directly above Pinellas County, also went mandatory. Now, these cities are run by Democrats in St. Pete and in Tampa, the two big cities. And I'm not sure, but I think Clearwater is also a Democrat. I'm not positive because I don't live in Clearwater, so I don't know. But it's obvious what's going on here. And what's going to happen next is people are going to start getting in their cars and driving over the bridge down to Manatee or Sarasota, or driving out east to Polk County to do their shopping at their malls and whatnot, because they don't want to wear a mask. Want to bet?
I would take that bet, yes.
All righty. We'll be right back, folks, and more with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. But just when you think it can't come to you, it's right here in my backyard right now, and they're just going nuts. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's up.
We all need to do our part.
And show that we care.
Look, Matt.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear masks to protect me.
Let's all wear masks to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now, a 20-pack starting at only $12. Or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
To bring you in there. I had to make a little mic adjustment there for a second, but a little CCR. Let's bring Kyle Warren back in here. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I love live radio. See, there
right.
You go.
Yeah, that's how it goes sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, well, I had to. My mic was driving a little bit there, and then you told me about it, and I caught it, and we were able to correct the problem. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. To find out what I found out, and what works for me when it comes to getting rid of pain, go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Check out the 3-week quick start. Costs $19.95. See if it'll work for you. Give it that 3 weeks, and I'll tell you what. You'll know what I know. relieffactor.com/captain. Well, Kyle, the president had a lot to say yesterday, and I want to play this little short clip as to what he had to say about the statutes and the protesters and what's going to happen from now on. Here we go.
Last night we stopped an attack on a great monument the monument of Andrew Jackson in Lafayette Park. And I just want to thank law enforcement. They did a great job. We were working very closely with the White House Secret Service and some of our executives. It was really, they did a great job. They stopped it cold. Numerous people are in jail and going to jail today. People are already there, but we're looking at long-term sentences under the Act. We have a very specific Monuments Act, and we are looking at long-term jail sentences for these vandals and these hoodlums and these anarchists and agitators, and call them whatever you want. Some people don't like that language, but that's what they are. They're bad people. They don't love our country, and they're not taking down our monuments. I just want to make that clear.
Well, yes, and we saw what happened, and it was the D.C. police that showed up, not the park police, not the Secret Service, which is who should have showed up the last time they had the problem there, correct?
Right, right.
And they were nowhere to be seen. Mm-hmm. But we'll just chalk that one up to experience, and they did stop the statue from being knocked over, torn down, so that's a good thing. And I think with what's going on, and I'm going to throw Seattle into the mix here, we haven't seen the police yet go into Seattle, into the land of Chaz or whatever it is, CHOP, whatever they want to call it, right?
Right, yeah.
We haven't seen them go in yet, and I understand they're negotiating, get this, negotiating for the withdrawal of the people that are in there.
You know, Captain, I can't imagine that we're seeing this happen right before our very eyes. Everybody understands protests. We understand First Amendment speech. Everybody gets that, and I think everybody supports that throughout our history. However, this thing in the Chaz or the CHOP or whatever they call it, as you said, that is something entirely different when you're keeping the police from helping people who have been shot. I mean, this is really something. But yeah, to negotiate, this is not going to end well. I can't imagine that the people in the CHOP are going to suddenly, just kind of come out peaceably. I would hope that they would, but they've got too big of a platform now. And you know, it's interesting, by doing what the mayor's doing there, I think she's almost legitimizing them. I mean, you get people that get criticized for going and negotiating with leaders of other countries, and they get criticized for legitimizing that leader. Well, the same thing's happening here. This is a law and order issue, period.
Now, Dr. Fauci was in Washington testifying in front of a congressional committee, and one of the things that he said that got it all started again was, racism has spurred the virus's spread. He said that, I saw the comment, and I went, you got to be kidding me.
I know. I think this is a very strange sort of take from, I don't know if we're following the science on that or what, but it does seem to be...
What science?
Well, no kidding, yeah. But no, because it just seems to be inflammatory or just like sort of glomming on to the current political climate. I think that there are legitimate discussions to be had because, for example, when you see statistics like in the African American community, it's getting hit harder by the COVID-19 virus, or you're developing more cases or sickness, and that could be ascribed to healthcare issues and these kinds of things that we can all talk about and we can actually address in our society. But somehow the inflammatoriness of this statement seems to be that because of so-called institutionalized racism, African-American people are getting the virus more, what have you. That doesn't seem to actually help things at all. It actually diverts and from what we really should be talking about in terms of health care.
Well, in the meantime, the UN chief has criticized the lack of global cooperation on the COVID-19 issues around the world. And, most people don't want to have anybody butting in. The last thing they want to have is a UN to come in and tell them, you got to do this, you got to do that. And then, of course, Senator Lindsey Graham is backing legislation to allow U.S. citizens to sue China for their losses in the coronavirus pandemic.
Yes, I think this is going to be not only perhaps in the United States, but you may see movements in other countries. because what we know up to this point is the lack of candor, the lack of communication, the lack of being forthcoming about the origins of the virus, the status of the virus, and what was happening long before it got out into Europe and the United States and all over the world. So, yeah, I can imagine that this is exactly what people will want to do. They'll want to recoup something from China, and Lindsey Graham is doing this, I think, as a first step. We don't know how far it'll really go, but at least symbolically, it means a lot.
Now, Al in Nebraska just chimed in and said that he heard somewhere yesterday that the reason there was a spike in cases in the southern states, the warmer states, was because of air conditioning and an uncirculated air inside where the air was allowed to stay inside with the air conditioning going on, all that stuff. Well, I've not heard that, and that doesn't even make any sense because the majority of the new cases are now coming out with the younger people, the 20 and the 30-year-olds.
That's true, and someone asked me earlier, well, it seems like we got more cases, but the deaths, fortunately, are down. And I think
everything is down.
Everything
except
is down.
For the testing, which getting more people to test positive. But the reason for that is twofold. Number one, the younger people may or may not test positive, but when they do, they're not sick.
Right. And if they do get sick, they fight it off. You know,
they have immunity. Their immunity is stronger.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, so it's not like, oh, my God, we're getting sick in this case. I mean, all that nonsense going on out there and the craziness is just that. Calm down. Take a look at what the hell's going on. The numbers are not that high. We're 2% down here for actual cases of people get sick and go to the hospital or the doctor. 2% are the ones that test positive.
That's right. And, you know, and in all of this, and I think I may have mentioned this once before earlier in the week or so, that the people are actually so scared of this whole thing that they're not actually going to the doctor for other stuff.
Like that's correct.
They should be going to the doctor for.
And by the way, 80% of the cases that tested positive here in the last month went totally undetected in March because they weren't testing them at the level they're at right now.
Well, exactly right. And so we are finding out more, and I would suspect, Captain, that the virus itself has made its way through the population at a very high level, shall we say, but many of those people are asymptomatic, or they're not developing any sickness, or they may have already developed antibodies. And I actually think that's a major thing that should be counted.
And when you look at these protesters that are out there on the street right now, you don't see senior citizens out there. These are kids.
Right.
These are high school, some of them, and a lot of college kids out there. This is the Antifa, the youth of America, and a lot of white people are in the middle of this. And again, that's Antifa. All right, I'll be right back. Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns. The investigation into a possible hate crime at a NASCAR event in Alabama is complete. USA's Tim Berg with the findings.
The FBI and Justice Department have announced they found no federal crime was committed after a noose was found in the stall of NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace at Talladega Super Speedway in Alabama. The FBI statement saying the FBI has completed their investigation at Talladega Super Speedway and determined that Bubba Wallace was not the target of a hate crime. They're also saying that the garage door pull rope fashioned like a noose had been in that specific stall since 2019.
Pubs, restaurants, hotels, and hairdressers in England can open next month. That's when social distancing rules will be eased. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said people should maintain their distance, though, when possible. The government's chief medical advisor said the easing of rules represented a reasonable balance of risk. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. Now, Geico Insurance, go over there to the website and type in your zip code and get yourself a quote. You can get yourself a quote on the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, the motorcycle you're driving. Maybe you got an RV, maybe you got an ATV, maybe you got a boat, whatever. And if you got a home, if you've got a home or you rent, you can get homeowners and renters insurance with them too. And bundle it all together, you might save a bunch of money. So go over to Geico at geico.com and ask for a quote. Ask for them to give you a quote. And then you can make up your mind as to what you want to do. If you want to get your policy right there on the website, you can do that. If you want to talk to an agent, you can do that too. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, and back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, John Bolton and his controversial book, being called the data dump of confidential info. Well, let's listen for a second to what Katie Pavlich from Town Hall and contributor to Fox has to say.
I think Putin thinks he can play him like a fiddle. I don't think he's worried about Donald Trump.
Any conversation with me is less, but then it becomes even worse if he lies about the conversation.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton charging his former boss is not fit for the office, and President Trump arguing Bolton's book is both false and reveals classified information. And it's time now for our Sunday group. Guy Benson of Fox News Radio, townhall.com editor Katie Pavlich, and Fox News political analyst Juan Williams. Well, the federal judge in the Bolton case ruled yesterday that the book can be released on Tuesday, but he didn't let John Bolton off the hook. I want to put up a little bit of his ruling. Judge Royce Lamberth wrote, Defendant Bolton has gambled with the national security of the United States. He has exposed his country to harm and himself to civil and potentially criminal liability. But these facts do not control the motion before the court. The government has failed to establish that an injunction will prevent irreparable harm. Katie, your reaction to Bolton's book and to the judge's ruling yesterday?
Well, it doesn't seem like Bolton is out of the woods yet when it comes to the legal side of this. The judge also said there's potential that the government case against him, based on the allegation there's classified information in the book, could still proceed based on the merits. And if you look at what the attorneys for Bolton were arguing is that because they had leaked the book to a number of newsrooms, therefore it's already out there and you can't take it back, and therefore they should be able to proceed.
Well, yeah, and he can be held responsible for anything that's in there that may or may not be classified, because they could still charge him criminally, I understand, and he could also be sued civilly.
That's right. Well, and this will all play out, of course. You know, one of the things, though, Captain, I think that kind of makes sense in all of this is, you know, the real sort of incompatibility, it would seem, between John Bolton as National Security Advisor, although he was there for quite some time, and the President. Insofar as that, John Bolton, I think, has very strong views, shall we say, on what he thinks America should be doing, what the policy should be, and so on and so forth. But one of the things that anybody who serves in the White House has to remember is that, you know, you're there to help implement the president's vision, whoever the president is. And I think that's really where the tie-up came. And so I think, you know, we're going to find out more as time goes by and maybe get some perspective as to why John Bolton will want to go to this length in order to try to bring down this president. So it's right now he's sort of a man without a country, because the Republicans are mad, the Democrats are, they hope to use him for this time period here, but they're not for him per se. So it's a very strange thing.
Now, I want you to listen to the new narrative coming out of New York State and Governor Cuomo and the nursing home debacle, which is going to come to a head shortly from a civil standpoint with all the lawsuits that are now piling up. Listen to this from Governor Cuomo and Samantha Guthrie.
Governor, I have to ask you about what happened in nursing homes in this state. In March, you issued a directive that nursing homes could not turn away those who had COVID, which exposed a vulnerable population. You have 5,800 people die in senior homes in this state. In retrospect, was that order a mistake? I know that guidance has since been changed.
No, we followed federal guidance on the nursing homes. So what we did here in New York is nothing different than what the federal government put out as guidance for every state. Yes, people died in nursing homes, Savannah. No, look, if you look at how many people died in nursing homes in New York compared to other states, we actually have a lower percentage of people who died in nursing homes. But we had more people die than any other state. That's a fact. The reason that happened was because we had the virus coming from Europe when the federal government told us the virus was coming from China. And we had no screening on people coming from Europe. Now, the federal government just missed that. But yes, more people died in nursing homes in New York, but more people died in nursing homes in every state. It attacked the older people in congregate settings, and those were nursing homes.
Does he think we're stupid? I've seen the federal directive, and he just lied to the country with that statement.
Yeah, he does. He actually does think that we're
the
stupid.
Federal government did not tell them to take those patients that were sick in a hospital and transport them back to the nursing home. They told them to let them stay where they were at.
Well, right. In fact, when all this was happening,
which is why Florida came out the way they did. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's fine, yeah. No, but this, while this was happening, it seems like a long time ago, but it really wasn't. While this was happening, Captain, everybody that I knew, and you and I talking about this, we were saying, why are they doing this? Why are they forcing someone who has COVID-19 to go back to a nursing home or to be accepted by a nursing home? And honestly, if Governor Cuomo says, I'm just following orders, or some such thing like that, well, then the question should be. And as you rightly pointed out, that wasn't what the directive was. But even if it was, he should have said, under no circumstances am I doing this. He could have gone out to the TV cameras and made his case and been a hero. But that wasn't the way it went.
New York went their own separate way, and the person for doing that was Governor Cuomo, who got very bad advice from his health director or whatever they call the person there in New York State. And Florida did what was suggested to do, and that was don't move them. Let them stay where they were at and let them get better before you move them back. Instead, it was the other way around with New York, and they got what they got, and they were the highest per capita anywhere of people that died in nursing homes.
Well, that's right. Yeah, the simple fact is you don't take sick people and put them with well people in a pandemic.
Or put them in where people have got a low immunity where they're going to get sicker.
Exactly right. The whole thing was an absolute total disaster.
Yeah.
This is what it was.
By the way, a special shout out to Catwoman and Road Dog. They're back on the highway tonight. They're in Missouri headed down towards Laredo, and they're listening to us now. They got their truck back, and they got all their equipment working, and they're listening to us, and way to go there, guys, Catwoman and Road Dog. You're back on the highway again. Let's see. What's it say? How'd you get the Willie Nelson song? On the road again.
On the road again. That's right. Yeah. Well, they got their injectors fixed in.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. 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 All right. Now, in Atlanta, armed protesters took over the Wendy's parking lot where this Rayshard Brooks was killed. And you saw the interview I saw on Sean Hannity, right?
Yes.
And these guys are saying, well, the reason we're here is because there was no police and we're here protecting our people, blah, 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 blah. But then when they asked them a couple more questions, they said, well, what are you going to do when the police come? Well, they're not welcome here. We're not going to let them in. Really? Really?
Yeah, I watched the interview. I couldn't believe it. Sean Hannity was talking through the person there on the scene, talking with a young man who had a shotgun in his hands, and basically said, well, we have the shotguns or have we're armed because the police aren't here to protect us. The police aren't around. But then when the conversation went to, yeah, well, what if the police show up? Well, then we'll tell them to leave. It just doesn't make any sense. But what's happening, though, and yes, don't adjust your radios, folks. This is the United States of America, evidently, where we're going to now have, again, areas that are simply going to be controlled by people with guns. That's a recipe for real disaster, especially in this kind of inflamed environment. So, yeah, we don't know what else is going on, but there were several people there with guns, we understand, around that Wendy's.
That's right. And the guy on the ground, the reporter didn't see him. He didn't know about it. And Sean Hannity says, we're getting reports of people on the ground with guns in the area where you're at. And it was Steve Harrigan, and he found him. He says, yeah, Sean, I got him right here. There's three long guns. And he kept talking about it. But anyway, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with our first Truckers Highway and Byway report. Get ready for that. Got some weather out there tonight. And I'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And Catwoman and Road Dog, we're going to tell you what's up ahead of you guys going down to Laredo, too. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Yeah.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, it's time for our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop closest to you. Pull on in there. America's largest truck stop chain right now. Tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and you'll get yourself a free cup of coffee. Compliments of Pilot and Flying J and the Captain's America Third Watch. In the meantime, we are going to rock.
Calls the mama, I'm so hard to handle now, just around. Action speaks louder than words, and I'm a man of great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for peace, so you can place your hands. Well, they come along and down by the door.
let me light your candle, cause the mama, I'm so all the hand and I'll look around.
Oh, yeah, the Black Crowes. I'll tell you what, I could play that thing over and over and over and over again, and it would just heat the studio up like it's doing right now. But let's get over here to the telephone line, and we got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Are you sitting down yet?
Just about, yeah. I was dancing around.
All righty, and we're going to bring in Dan the Man here in just a second, but first let's get going here on the weather. Now, we've got some real dangerous heat again out west. And the heat we're talking about out there is 95 to 110 degrees, depending on where you're at, all the way up into Medford, Oregon. So tell us about that again.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. The heat advisory starts just a little south of Bakersfield, as you said, goes all the way up towards the Medford, Oregon area. This is in the Central Valley of California, in the San Francisco Bay Area, and in the related areas just north and south of there. We should see a little bit of an onshore flow on Wednesday, and that might bring a little bit of relief to that area. But Thursday and Friday, that's when a lot of the heat is going to kick in throughout the Central Valley and that whole area we were just describing up towards Medford. And according to these alerts, we have temperatures ranging in the San Joaquin Valley, 101 to 106 in the Sierra Nevada foothills, temperatures ranging from 96 to 106 from what we understand. And so that is going to be ongoing as we move through this week. Maybe a little bit of cooling as we head in through the end of the weekend and into next week for that area.
Well, let me start with Florida first. Down here in southwestern Florida between Tampa and Fort Myers over towards Orlando, we're going to have extremely hot temperatures today. The Gulf water temperature, Kyle, if you can believe this, is 90 degrees.
That's really incredible. I mean, that's exactly, you know, that kind of hot water.
Yeah.
If you have a storm, that's bad.
Yeah, and we're going to have heat indexes here up to 105 to 110 inland, depending on where you're at. Actual temperatures will be up in the middle 90s. But Catwoman and Road Dog, I want to let them know that they got some weather they're headed towards. Heavy rain could result in flash flooding along portions of Texas, and it's going to move over towards Louisiana. But right now, it's on the route that they're headed. Now, they're up in Missouri, so they got a ways to go yet to get on down the line, but it looks like as if that rain may be moving towards them, and it certainly is in the path that they're going to have to take to get over to where they're headed down there to Laredo. So be advised, guys, that you may see some of that weather. Now, Kyle, let me go up to you in Colorado. The central part of Colorado up around Denver and to the east, is that smoke again from the fires out west I'm looking at?
Yeah, it's an air quality alert. And, of course, yeah, there were fires that were going on in Arizona. They were fighting multiple wildfires all at once, we understand. So that's right. I think that is part of that smoke that's heading their way.
And over by El Paso tonight, guys, if you're out on I-10, we've got some severe thunderstorm warnings down there. El Paso out east about 40 or 50 miles down to the Mexican border. So be advised, all that lightning you see, that's coming your way. So be careful in that area. Now, we've got a little bit of rain along the Lake Erie shoreline, some scattered showers all the way from western New York into Erie, Pennsylvania, over towards Toledo, Ohio, if you will, along the Lake Erie area. And then a little bit of rain up there in the central part of Iowa, and that's about it at the moment. So that takes care of our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Now, let me bring in Dan the Man here. Oh, wait, first let me bring in a caller, and then we'll bring in Dan the Man. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, it's Commonwealth Colonel. I've got some terrible news.
What?
They're changing the name of Eskimo Pies. I don't know if you've heard this.
No.
Yep. Yeah, they're changing the name of Eskimo Pies because it's considered, un-PC. So anyways, you all have a great day and God bless America.
You know something, Kyle? I think they make Eskimo Pies in Massachusetts because I think I've been by their plant. All right, Dan the Man is on the line. Dan the Man, what's up?
Well, you know, it's that nightly rage of mine, but I look at what's going on in Atlanta. I look at what's going on in Seattle.
It's a matter of time before the left takes one step too far.
Well, they already have, Dan. They already have.
It's far from that yet. I mean, if they go into Chaz or Chop or whatever, and a bunch of them get greased, because this is going to be Iraqi-type fighting. You're going to go block to block, house to house. And if you get five or six National Guardsmen killed who really don't know anything about urban warfare, which this could easily become, then we're going to not only look stupid, but the armed wing, and believe me, these people, whether it's the new Black Panther Party or whether it's Antifa, they are the armed militia of the Democrat Party. And we've never had a political party that had an armed militia.
Well, let me stop you for a minute, because Black Lives Matter, the founder of Black Lives Matter, let me get his name here right here real quick, because I saw this, and this kind of holds for what you're talking about. He wants a political party. Let's see here. Let me find it. I'm getting closer. He wants a political party. There he is. BET founder. There we go. BET founder. Black Entertainment TV founder. Robert Johnson is calling for an independent Black Lives Matter political party. How do you like that?
Well, they can go ahead, but with only 12% of the population, they're going nowhere.
Right.
They tried that back in the 60s, and it flopped big time.
Yep.
They never got anybody elected. You're not going to do it now. For the foreseeable future, it's going to be Democrat and Republican, and right now the Democrats are just a hodgepodge of different interest groups. You know, whether it's the transgender, gay, whatever, African Americans, that's all they're going to have.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, that's a sizable part of the population now. But I can tell you this: the new Black Panther Party in Philadelphia will be stuffing ballot boxes for Biden. So I didn't get to say that last night, but. You know, the polls show one thing, but believe me, they're going to be doing this in Detroit and Philadelphia big time. And as far as Black Lives Matter, 2-3-year-old toddlers got greased by black gangbangers over the weekend in
Chicago.
That's
right. That's right.
I haven't heard anything. You know, it's all political.
Yep.
Follow the money.
Yep.
That's all you got to do.
$1.6 billion. And I got to let you go because they're coming up on the top of the hour break. So, Dan, I'll talk to you again soon.
Okay. You
all
have
right.
a good evening.
Yep.
Kyle, you have a good evening, too.
All right. All right. And, Kyle, real quick here, what he's saying is absolutely true. I have no problem at all with what he said and how he said it.
Well, absolutely. But, you know, I shudder to think what could happen, of course, obviously, if they have to go into the Chaz or Chop by force in any way, shape, or form, because it will simply be positioned and framed as Donald Trump goes and does bad things. So in many ways, they're trying to set a trap for President Trump. But essentially, they're finding out this isn't working.
Okay, we got to take a break. We're coming up on the top of the hour music here, and I'm going to take us out with what we came in with here.
Here I am, a man on your scene. I can give you what you want, but you got to come home with me. I've got some good old loving, and I got some going slow. When I get through throwing on you, you gotta come running back for more. Well, the run along and down by the dozen, that ain't nothing but drugs so low. Pretty little thing, let me light your candle, cause I'm my eye.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.